Following the Argentinian government's poor performance in Sunday's midterm elections, it's finally had something to celebrate. The Supreme Court yesterday declared that key articles in a media law regulating monopolies were constitutional. The decision represents a significant boost for the government, locked in a divestment battle with the country's largest media conglomerate, Grupo Clarín, which also happens to be vehemently anti-government. From Buenos Aires, Ed Stocker reports.
Waving flags and chanting, social groups and the party faithful streamed down to Congress in downtown Buenos Aires on Tuesday evening to celebrate. President Cristina Fernández de Kirchner's Front for Victory coalition may have taken a drumming in midterm elections on Sunday, but this was a definite triumph for the government. 4 years after the country's controversial media law was passed by Parliament, yesterday it finally entered into law in its entirety. Grupo Clarín had fought the divestment clauses in the law, arguing the real aim was to silence the country's largest independent media conglomerate. Guillermo Mestrini is a professor specialising in media at Quilmes University.
This was the final opportunity to challenge the law by Clarín, and it failed. The Supreme Court backed a vision of freedom of expression in which the state has the power to regulate the media in order to promote diversity. Clarín argues that the ruling directly affects its freedom.
The law limits the amount of cable and TV licenses companies can own, the right to broadcast in parts of the country. Divestment is likely to hit the group's finances hard if forced to sell off its extensive cable assets. While the party continued outside Congress, Grupo Clarín released a statement saying that it respected judicial decisions but may now look to pursue the case in international courts. Ed Stocker, RFI, Buenos Aires.